Shvi again, okay? And we're going to do the beginning of Shvi. There's been like a theme here that we keep seeing over and over again. Shvi starts Ach Nefesh Achiyunis. See where we are? Yeah. Tanze, you ready?
Yeah, I'm recording.
Okay. Okay, we're going to run quicker than we usually run, those that aren't usually here, because we already did this, and last week we did Chazara, so we want to get moving here a little bit. We have more, there's another time here if anyone needs one. Ach nefesh, hachiyunis, habehamis, shebi Yisrael, shemitzara klipa, hamulubeshes bedam ha'odim kanal. Klipa does not necessarily mean a bad thing. Everyone has klipas. We have klipas. And there's the nefesh habahamis that's in Klal Yisrael, shemitzara klipa that's in the dam of Adam, v'nefesh behemois v'chayois v'oifois v'dogim tohoirim umutarim ba'achila. We're talking about good things. These are all things that are tahar and mutar ba'achila. V'kiyum v'chiyus kol hadoimim v'kol atzoimeach am mutar ba'achila. All these things you spoke about, the order, why is doimim before, why do you have chiyus doimim tzoimeach mutar ba'achila after we spoke about with the order, it's out of order, but whatever. V'chein chiyum chiyus kol ma'isa diber machshove binyone yolam hazeh she'enam tzadisun. Everything you say, everything you do, we spoke about everything a person does, either mitzvah or naver, every action, every diber, everything. She'en behem tzad iser. They don't even have a tzad iser. Lo shayrish lo anaf meshisam mitzvah lo yisasev anfeim diraisa darabonim. There's nothing that you would see anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch or anything like that that's going to say it's aser. Rak she'enom l'shem shamayim. He just doesn't do it l'shem shamayim. He's not doing it for the purpose of getting closer to Hashem. Elo rotzoin guf v'cheftzo v'tavosa. He's just doing it because of his body, who desires it, he lusts it, and his taiva is that. Afilu hu tzoyrech haguf v'kiyumim v'chiyus mamish. Even if he has to eat it, because he's going to die if he doesn't eat it, but he enjoys it. Gishmak. El shakavanosoy eino l'shem shemayim elavris Hashem begufay. His kavan is not in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his guf. And he's doing it for himself, selfishly. It's no better than the klipa itself. You're making this food klipa. V'hakol kasher lakol nishba v'nimshach mimadrega hashenis me'aklipus v'sitra achora. Everything is getting drawing or being drawn towards the klipa of sitra achora. We spoke about that. Klal Yisrael comes from something which we mentioned many times. It's becoming like a popular phrase by us. Klipas noiga. That's the word. So now klipas noiga is something in the middle. Klipas in a certain way is a cover of the R, and noiga is the R. So when you're somewhere in the middle, either you're going to get drawn towards the klipa or you're going to get drawn towards the R. If a person is allowing his body to be able to dictate what he's doing, so now he's being drawn towards klipa. The sitra achar, she klipa revius hanikris klipas noiga, shabodim hazeh, hanikor oilam ha'asiyah rubay kekuloi ra. This world is primarily evil. Rak ma'at toiv mu'uv b'soicha, shemenu bois midas toivois, shemes ba'amish nisroel, kamashis barlel. We spoke about klipas noiga, is klipa. There's a lot of bad, but there's nefesh tahiris, which is midas Yisrael, which is there by shanim, rachmonim, gomle chasodim. That comes also from the klipa. Yibichinas memutzas ben shlosh klipas atmeis lagami bebichinas madrega dekedusha. There's four klipas altogether: three bad ones and one good one. What are the three bad ones? You remember what we called them?
There was
Eish,
wind,
earth. Ruach, and what was it? No. It was Sa'ara. Who is Ashan?
Fire.
Arafel.
Fire.
Right.
Is there any way to
start with the R?
Yeah.
Cold the Momazaka.
Is there any concept of going completely or no klipa?
Yeah, that's after we don't have a goof.
Maybe only then.
Yeah. Lachin. Sorry, we're running. We usually go slower, but trying to get. Lachin. Then there are times when he's in the shalom. The klipos at tameyos. Pam shu nechlas va'ila mi madrega u'madregas hakadusha da'hinu kishatoy more by nizbarer me'ara v'goyver va'ila v'nechlal dekdusha. When you overpower the ra with tov, klipas noyga is in the mix. You allow the midas toivas to overpower the midas rois. That's when the bechina of kedusha is there. Kigoyin derech mashal. Let's talk practically. Fascinatingly enough, the Tanya, as esoteric as it is meant to be a practical sefer. So let's talk practical. Ha'ayichol bisra shmeina detura. Person eats bisra shmeina. What does that mean?
Fatty meats.
V'shoyse yayin mevusam, and he drinks wine that's
spiced,
like as aromatic wine. L'harchiv daitoy l'Hashem v'sarosa, in order to have expanse of his mind and for his Torah. As we might have mentioned then, Rabbi Chaim Shulevitz says if he doesn't eat flank shits for lunch, he can't learn second Seder. He needs it. He needed to eat it in order that he should harchiv daitoy.
Rabbi
Chaim Shulevitz.
And who's one of the chocolate cake?
Rabbi Chaim Shulevitz.
He's part of chocolate cake.
It's for Shabbos. A kitzer, a person can do it for that purpose. Kirama Rava. Chamra v'recha, Rava says, Yismach, Yaim Yismach levav enosh, Yisamach, he says, Chamra v'recha pakhin, they make a person into a pikeach. Oi, v'shvil k'de l'kai mitzvahs oinig Shabbos v'yomtev. Not just to learn Torah, just to have simchas yomtev, to have oinig Shabbos. As I nisbara chias abasav ayayin, shoya nishma miklipas noiga. There's chias in basar and yayin. What does that mean? There's chias. When we eat it, we get strength. Where does it come from? From the food and drink that we have. That's chias. There's chias there. Then it's being nishba. It's being influenced by klipas noiga ha'oila la'Hashem ka'oila v'kekarban. Person eats and drinks. It's mamish like he has a karban shulchan doima lemizbeach. So when a person puts in front of him delicious drinks and he makes a bracha. And he drinks it because he could better enjoy the shir. So adarabba, that's mamish. It's mamish a mitzvah ka'ilah v'kekarban.
So why the Mishnah says pasva melech toich?
So that's a very good question. Yes, there is. Oops, sorry. Can you get just the napkins? Is that okay?
There's a question.
There is nuts. I'm sorry.
Why the Mishnah?
I apologize. There's nuts in here. Next time, we'll do that. Okay.
About what
I made a bracha already.
You need.
She's saying it's sleeping floor and
So Gabriel, you said what? That's your question? Thank you, perfect. So I heard from what? No, it's slippery. I heard from Ari Finkel, I'm not sure. And he said, Pashup Shat just means you have to be prepared to have Pas Melech Toicha, not that you're actually supposed to do it. You have to be, a person has to be ready to do that. Yes, in other words, at that, he's supposed to be willing to be, to live a lifestyle that way. Torah is more, so important to him that he's willing for that. Not that that's necessarily, that has to actually happen. Okay, Rabbi Say, let's
you
keep
get
going.
For the Gimel, the three big guys.
Totally want to read the next. Totally want to read the next.
You know what I'm saying?
The Chain.
Aimer Milsa.
Person says a joke. It makes a person like happy, relaxed. You know, if a person's too tense, then his mind freezes. You know, we know when I give bachim bechinas, I ask them what mesachta they're learning. Wait a second. It's like, I know this. I'm sure you do. But sometimes when you're tense, you can't. A person can't come to the. You can't think. So you have to get people to relax. You make jokes. Or you make shakes. You make anything. I think that's going to get people to learn. Yeah, what?
The terrace of Avedasa should cheek him Leah's Pisimcha, Ukmasha also Rava the Tamluda, Shamad of Nayam Milsa, Divinichusa, Hila with the Kerabana, before you give Shir.
Yeah. But the Kerabana, they know that people should be able to laugh. Ah! Everyone got?
That joke is Lamal also, Bachari, he's saying the same.
Yeah. Avol. Mayor, you got?
Yeah.
Ach, Misha Hubin.
Sorry.
Zayle Basir, the Sayle Yain, the Malas, Tibus, Gufoi, the Nashay, the Hannes, Shuhubachinus, you said Hamayim, the Abbe, you said this Harad, Sheba, Shemimanu, Midas, Hataiva.
Mayim, Taiva is Mayim, we spoke about that. It's juicy. People like things that are juicy, they got like a lot of liquid in them. Right? It's not oila, it doesn't go up, it goes down. It gets now included in the ra gomor. And now his body also is becoming that. It says the only way that a person can rectify that is, let's say a person eats stam for taifa, but then he goes and uses that chiyus that he got for taira, for learning, for avodas Hashem, then he has somewhat rectified it. We're going to see that at least he still needs chibut hakever, which means there's something left over. We'll talk about it. That after he dies, he has to get fixed. But that's it. In other words, he hasn't been brought himself down in this world at all. As long as he uses that taiva now to learn afterwards. In other words, he ate it. He didn't have to eat it for learning. He didn't need it in order to learn. But lamaisa, he used the chiyus that he got. He used the energy that he got now for Torah and Avoida. Then that's itself could have fixed.
What's the last bar that actually fixed after that? What didn't get? You said that it's
Yoshiva Adam v'yachsul avodis Hashem l'toras, until a person returns to Hashem's avoid in his Torah. And it says that as follows. Let's keep going. You see, he the fish ahaya basar heter v'yayin kosher, being that it was kosher flesh, it was kosher wine. Lakach yicholim l'achzor v'la'alois imay. They could come back and go up with him to Avodas Hashem, because anything that's usser, you know what the word usser means? What literally the translation of the word asur?
Bound.
It's bound down. It's tied down. We think about ruchnius, good ruchnius, which direction? Up. Oila. Bad ruchnius, down. Something that's asir. Asur is tied down. It's never going up.
There's such thing as bad ruchnius.
I mean tumah. Tumah is bad spirituality.
Laces on Shabbos.
Right? Tied down. Right? We don't want to... Tzevach litzeinu. Untied. But something that's heter, mutter, means that it's untied. That means that you can elevate it. It can be elevated. Kolomar. She'eino kosher. Let's read it again. I'm sorry. Ki lefi sheibaser heter v'yayin kosher lakach yicholim lachzav alalos imay b'shuvah avodas Hashem yigop mezehu lashen heter or muter kloy mesha eno kosher. It's not tied v'aser and bound b'yidei hachitzayim shaliyachol lachzav v'alalos l'Hashem rak sharshima mimeno nisha b'guf. The roisham that was there will remain in the guf. Al kain tzorach haguf v'chibud takever k'moshe echdom v'kamon. We'll see later in Perikei. You're going to need some sort of purification. In other words, you ate it because of your taivas. That's going to do something to your guf. Now, the chius that was there, you can elevate. But still, something happened to your guf. You're going to need some sort of chibud takever, whatever that means, we'll see. Mashe enkim macholas asuris. I would need something treif. Ubias asuras, and a person has the wrong types of relationships. Shehim the shloisha klipas atemes ligamri, they're totally tumi, tumadik. Heim asurim ukshurim b'deach chitzoinim la'olam. Eternally, they are going to stay tied to the chitzoinim, to the tumah. Vein oylem misham ad ki yavo yoimam v'yuvla hamaves v'yuvla hamaves anetzach, which means until death, they will stay. Until the end of times, and Hashem will eradicate all tumah. Oi, ad ya'ase tshuva gedoyla. Until he does a big tshuva. This is basically what we get up to. So there's one way for a person, let's say, eight treif things, had treif relationships, did all these things. How does he fix that? One way. First of all, he dies. The other way is tshuva gedoyla. Kol kach shezdoynes naslo kezechuyos hertzu. Not only is it not going to be an aveir anymore, but it can boomerang and actually become a zchus for him. Mamish shu tshuva me'ahava me'umka deliva be'ahava rabba v'chasheika v'nefesh shoykeika l'dov kabo yisborach. And he explains. It's as follows. And let's think of it in these types of terms. Let's say a person's very thirsty. And then there's a person who's not so thirsty. Who's going to enjoy the water more? The one who's very thirsty, right? So if I give you salt in your mouth, and you're like, what are you doing that for? It's going to make you very thirsty. And now you drink the water. So now the water will have a stronger relationship or a more powerful experience with the water. So your averus are like throwing you away from Hashem. And you're thirsty for ruchnias. You're thirsty for ruchnias. Now you get much more enthusiastic and much more excited about it than if you never did the aveira. That takes a tremendous amount of tshuva, but if you do it, then you can turn your averus into mitzvahs. We've seen these bali tshuva that are like way passionate, like way excited, you know? And that's what it is. That's tshuva me'ahava, he says. And then there's doinus naslo kizechuyos, mamish. Tshuva me'ahava, we're saying it again, me'umka deliver from the depths of my heart, be'ahava rabba with great love, ve'chasheka, and cheshek is desire, ve'nefesh shoykeka ledov kabo, and I'm yearning to cling to Hashem, utzmeya nafsha, these are the words, I'm thirsty for it. Why are you thirsty? Because he's been busy with aveira. Someone who does mitzvahs his whole life, he's not thirsty, he's full, he's already full with mitzvahs. That's why b'mokim shabali tshuvim oimdim, I feel it's tzaddikim gemurim ein ayanim, because tzaddikim don't have the same thirst that a baal tshuva has. Ke eretz ayefa
v'tzibah. The Taibas,
yeah,
didn't say about tshuva. He said tchibat hakeh. He didn't mention that you can tshuva on that.
Because that's not an avera. Because it's not an avera.
Yeah, but I need tchibat hakeh. The person needs tchibat hakeh.
He needs tchibat hakeh.
You can't tshuva on that?
No.
There's a story in the Gemara.
For sure there's a way to do tshuva on that, no?
I don't know.
Story in the Gemara that
maybe there is. I don't know.
Doesn't the Rambam say that
it doesn't create the same yevesha that
it doesn't say anything about tshuva?
Doesn't the Rambam say that the way to
create, it's a good hour. What?
Doesn't the Rambam say that the way to create the tshuva gemura is that you have to believe that the best thing would have been if that avera never had happened? That the only thing that avera did for you is bad, and you regret doing it fully. So how is that possible if you know that Lamaisa is going to give you schosim now and it's bringing you that stronger drive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Good question.
About a story that somebody did stuff and then he went to the mountains and then to the sky.
But that's a Ben Dudaya.
Does everybody's shoe have to be like that? I mean, or
it has to be something along those lines. It's a lot of tshuva. I mean, over there, I mean, he did a lot of averus, so it had to be like a lot of tshuva. But
so it's dependent on
a different tshuva. No?
Okay, liyos ki adheino hayisunafsho be'eretz tziyav etzalmoves, being that up until now his nefesh was in a land of barrenness, of emptiness, of dryness. He's there with the tumah. Rechoika me'ar ha'pnei Hashem etachlis. And that's why he's so thirsty. V'yeser oiz, with much more strength. Meitzimoin nishmois atzadikim, more than the thirst of tzadikim. K'ma'amar, b'makam shabal tshuma, oimdim tzadikim tzadikim oimdim tzadikim. Because he has that thirst that the tzaddikim don't have. Al tshuva me'ahava rabba zu amru, zdoinus naslo kizchuyois. Hoyil, why do his averis become mitzvahs? Al yedei zebol ahava rabba. His averis bring him to an ahava rabba. I'm desperate for Hashem. Through his averis, because averis are causing him to feel this richuk, feel this distance, to feel down. They feel like he's parched. Just for a little ruchnius, and then he starts running towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval tshuva shelo me'ahava zu, af shi tshuva nochoyim, av Hashem yislach lo, even the tshuva me'yira, yikol mokum lo nasalo kizchuyas. And oyla me'aklipa lagamri ad is keit shiyuv la ha'moves l'netzach, he said before. He won't get out. Still has that there. It's not tshuva me'ahava. Okay, this is what we wanted to get to. We said we're going to get to, and then hopefully we'll finish. Ach. Now the Rebbe gives us a focus on one particular chet of Pagam Habris. And there's something fascinating here. Fascinating. Achachius shabetipus zerash yotzu mimenu levatola. However, the chius of the drops of seed that have gone out levatola. Afshi yordov nechlola v'sholosh klipos atmeyois. Those things also are included. They have gone out and they've been trapped by the Shalosh Klipot HaTemeyos. It's an Aveira. We said anything that's borderline, Klipos Noiga. You could get it out by using it for Torah. But anything that's an Aveira, Klipa. Trapped. Asir. What's Zelavatala? Hareze Oile Misham B'tshuva Nechoina U'Bekavona Atzuma B'Kriya Shema Alamita. Hafla V'Fela. He said, every other Aveira needs Tshuva Me'ahava. Tshuva Me'ahava, he calls it Ahava Rabba. Chishik V'Nefesho Keika, Dovka Bo Yisparach. He says all these like intense. Moitzi Zela V'Tala needs less. Now, don't get me wrong. It's a very severe sin. But the rectification for the sin needs less. Hareza oyle misham v'tshuva nechoina, just real tshuva u'bekavona atzuma v'kriya shma alamita. Kanoida me'hariza. The Rizal said, person should have a kavona atzuma when he says kriya shma, he should be makabel never to do it again. Finished. That's it. He doesn't need the ahava. Doesn't need all this. Doesn't need that. Umarumas, yeah, but why? It's why he's going to explain somewhat. Let's see if he explains. Umarumas v'gamara kol akor kriya shma alamita kilo oichis cherev shel shtei piyos. It's like he's holding a double-edged sword. Laroig gufois achitzoyim shenasu levush lachias b'shevitis ve'oil achias behem kiyadu lo yodeichein. He says that what a person might see zera levatola is that the zera is be'etzem chiyus. So the chiyus is meant to create children, to create kedusha. And if he uses it levatola, so what is he creating? He's creating certain koichas of tuma. So we gotta get rid of those koichas of tuma. Kriyash ma'alamita gets rid of those koichas of tuma. La'aroig gufois hachitzoinim shenasu levush v'chiyus shabatipois. There's a levush and a chiyus in those tipois that is going to all of the evil forces. Kriyash ma'alamita kills it. V'oile hachiyus bahem. And also, it could be mala lechius that's there too. Liyoy de chayin. Those that know chayin is chachmas anistar. So he's saying that in a certain way, the chet of Hitzel Batola has an easier path towards tshuva. It's a very severe sin. But why? He's going to explain. Lachin. Lo huskar avon Zerah Batola b'tayra. It's not mentioned in the Torah. Avshachomer mehem. It's more chomer than the rest of them. V'gadol avoynim bechinas hagadlus v'riboy hatumah v'aklipos shemoyli romar b'moid moid v'tzozer v'tol. It's bigger. Don't get that straight. It's a bigger chet. It's a very severe chet. Chomer behem. V'gadol avoynoy bechinas hagadlus. The riboy, godless is the quality, riboy is the quantity, hatuma, that klipas shemoyle that it's causing. More than illicit relations. Rak. Shavibiris asuris moisif koyach vechius beklipa tmea biyoiser. Achin yochal lalois mishamachius pshuva. Over there, it gets, the tumah gets locked in and you can't get it out.
Because it's not just an avera in you yourself, as opposed to your interaction with other people.
Right. Ella im kenyasa tshuva me ahava rabba kol kach atchizdor naslos chuyus. The only way to do it when you do a person does an avera like that is to do ahava rabba. And get over here with etz zel vatel. You could do it without. So it explains in a hago. Just say it outside. Is the idea of etz zel vatel. Is it's not going anywhere. The tumah is that it's levatala. It's a grave sin. But because it's levatala, so it didn't get trapped inside of the koyach of tumah. It didn't get trapped there. And if it would get trapped there, then you'll never get it out. But because it's not trapped anywhere, therefore, kriyashma alamita, and a person just doing tshuva, and you could get rid of it. You could do that.
What's an example of not trapped?
Only one example. Right, Cesar Levatala. So only one. The other Averis is, let's say, to be Boyal Arayas. There, it's trapped in the Maisa Avera, because you're not supposed to be Boyal this Isha. You eat Macholos Asuras. It's trapped in the fact that you ate something you're not supposed to eat. But over here, the Avera is just the Levatala Shaboy. So it's not trapped in anything. It's just there. And that is going to create tumah. The there without the kedusha is going to create a lot of tumah, but you can knock it off by doing tshuva and kriya shma lamita, kavana tumah. Even though the chet is bigger, if the chet the chet in its quality is bigger and its quantity is bigger, if it's left there, if you don't rectify it, but it's a rectifiable tshuva.
What is
Kriyashma? It's bigger than not proper relations, because not proper relations is also a Majzer Levatala. So
how exactly?
Well, let's say.
Yeah. Apparently it's not.
That could create something.
It's not Levatel, it's just on the wrong, it's just creating the wrong thing. It's creating Tumah.
How does Kriya Shema Shemita take care of everything? And also, where in Kriya Shema Shemita do you have to have Kavana?
It says that there's no Kapara.
In the first parish of Kriya
Shema.
Is that all you have to say?
No, that's what you should have. That's the Meikar Adin. You should say everything. Everybody say, I want to just finish the parak. Okay?
That you should have.
No, the main thing is in the Kriya Shema itself. Ubaze Yuvan Maimon Rabbeinu. This, through this, you can understand.
I'm seeing in the bottom that Kobi has that Zerul Batol is a quant in quantity.
Right.
It's a bit more total. Like
it's quality. In quality also, it says.
Yeah?
The godless.
Why is the bigger chet?
The godless. Where are you? Where are you in the? In that go?
I'm reading where this virus.
Oh, and it says it here. Bebechinas hagadlus veriboy hatuma. It says, Af shechamor mehen vegadol avoynoi. It's more chamor and it's bigger. Bebechinas hagadlus veriboy hatuma. Vaklipa shemoy le romar bemoy moy mehitzosel latol yois mebias asus. Marbe more. More. Godless and riboy. Riboy is quantity. And godless is the.
She said it's not locked in, so that's why she will.
Was that Yuvan Maimer Rabbi Seinuzal? That's what I think. That's what I think. Is that Yuvan Maimer Rabbi Seinuzal? Eiza Mu'uvas Shiloch Eliskan. What's an achet that cannot be fixed? Zeshabala Erva Vahoylid Mamzer. שאז גם אם יעשה תשובה גדולה כל כך, יהיה אפשר להלויס אחיוס את הקדושו, מאחר שכבר יורדו ולעולם הזה, מסלבשה בגוף בוסר ודם.
So what's words?
This is the, so these are the three different levels. Person is moiled mamzer, it's over. Even tshuva rabba, tshuva.
What is that?
He gives birth to a mamzer. He has illicit relations, and there's a child born out of that. Once that's already come into this world, you've created a tumah that you cannot, you know, you can't erase it. It's there. If you've created a reality.
How do people live with that?
Let's not find out. Then there's a person does a maisa, and a person does a maisa also very hard because he's done something wrong. And there's tumah here, but the tumah is extractable only through tshuva me'ahava, only way to do it. And then you do something levatala, which is a very big sin, but it's really creating just a void of kedusha, which through tshuva, even just tshuva, doesn't need me'ahava, and kriya shema, you could wipe that away. That's what he says. Now the next perek, Beis Hashem, which we're going to start, is a perek which speaks about also more about Macholos Asuras. Things that are eaten, the Rishus and Isser, it's very fascinating. It speaks about the connection between the two of them and that really they're actually two different Yetzaharas, two totally separate Yetzaharas. One is Yetzahara for Averus, the other one is Yetzahara for Taiva. Not for Averus, just for Taiva. You know, I was talking to a bacha over Shabbos. He said, "Like, how do you stop yourself from just like going from one taiva to the next? Not averus. I'm doing averus. It's just one taiva. It's two different yetzaharas. We'll have to talk about that, Bezrat Hashem. Hopefully, next week."